A horrible car crash on the Las Vegas Strip last night has left at least one dead and at least 30 injured. The car swerved onto the sidewalk multiple times, hitting pedestrians. Prosecutors say they expect to file murder charges. Joining us is Joe Shaneman, host of State of Nevada at KNPR in Las Vegas. And Joe, tell us more about what happened.
Police are still really looking into the motivation for the crash. They're looking at three things from sources I've talked to. Possible mental illness on behalf of the driver, drug or alcohol impairment, or emotion, you know, somebody angry about something.
But they are saying that this was not terrorism.
No, they're definitely saying it's not terrorism. The driver had a three-year-old, I believe, daughter with her when she did this. She's not from Las Vegas. She's been in Las Vegas from Oregon about a week. Again, the motivation is unknown, but they're looking into those three things.
And what are we hearing from witnesses who saw this happen?
It's some pretty gruesome stuff. Bodies, they say, were flying like bowling pins. One witness said a young boy was dragged several feet. They talked about people being crushed. Just really an awful situation.
And this is a place that, of course, many people have been, the Las Vegas Strip. This was right in front of Planet Hollywood and the Paris Hotel and Casino across the street from the Bellagio. This is a place where there are very dense pedestrian crowds and cars that do go at relatively high speeds.
The you know, 40 to 44 million people here. So, yeah, those streets are packed, especially on weekends. And this is an area where there aren't, from what I can tell, there aren't rails protecting people on the sidewalk from the traffic. Now, traffic sometimes goes fast there, but it really is almost most times like a moving parking lot. It's pretty slow. So how and why it occurred, I'm not sure. But they do have video. There are video cameras all over the Strip, and they probably will be releasing some of that.
And has this happened before, this kind of crash injuring or killing pedestrians on the Strip?
It has happened. In 2005, a man suffering from schizophrenia crashed into a barrier in front of Bally's and killed three people. He was sentenced to life in prison. And in 1980, a woman, she's been called a mass murderer, but also suffering from schizophrenia, drove on the sidewalks in Reno and killed six people, injuring 23 others. She was sentenced to death, and she died in prison.
Are there people after this latest crash talking about steps that could be taken to make it more difficult for somebody to do something like this?
They're not after, but there actually has been a report by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada recently that talked about something called elevated sidewalks. Now, I don't know if that would take care of this. Elevated sidewalks and more elevated crosswalks so that people wouldn't have to be at the street level.
And in the meantime, a lot of people, I'm sure, are going to be worried if they're visiting Las Vegas.
And in a way, as if you're visiting almost any city, you might be worried. I mean, you always have to be aware of your surroundings. It's a lot more packed on the Las Vegas Strip. Whenever I walk down there, I'm very careful when I go over a crosswalk where it's not barricaded or you're not elevated. And, you know, people drink a lot. People do drugs. There's impairment. People drive when they're impaired. So you have to be careful. I mean, it's a very fun place to go. You just have to always be aware of your surroundings.
That's Joe Shaneman, the host of State of Nevada at KNPR in Las Vegas, talking with us about this terrible crash on the Vegas Strip last night that has left at least one person dead and at least 30 others injured. Joe, thank you.
You're welcome.